感谢神，我们能够一起来敬拜主。
Brothers and sisters, we thank our Lord that we could worship Him together.
一同领圣餐
and also receive the communion.
我们也感谢神啊，我们终于讲完了登山宝训。
We also thank the Lord that we have finished the teachings on the Sermon on the Mount.
现在呢，我们跟着主耶稣下山。
Now we followed our Lord Jesus as He came down from the mountain.
今天呢，我们要看主耶稣下山之后，他行了三件神迹。
Now we're going to see the three miracles that our Lord performed after He came down from the mountain.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
我们在天上的父神，我们要感谢你。
Our Heavenly Father, we want to thank you.
都是你所成就的事情。
All the things you have accomplished.
都是你所计划的。
And all the things you have planned.
都是你所知道的。
May you teach us.
你早就知道我们了。
You know that about us.
在基督里，在创世以前，你就已经知道了。
In Christ.And also in ages past, you already know.
你让我们真的是活在这个世界上，我们每天我们都高举主耶稣。
You want us to live in this world so that we may uphold our Lord Jesus.
让主耶稣真的是成为我们生命中的主。
So that He truly become the Lord of our lives.
他也在我们心中作王。
He will reign in our hearts.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
谢谢你自己的拣选。
We thank you for your choosing.
我们这样子感谢祷告，是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray and give thanks in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
这是主耶稣下山之后，他就行了神迹啊。
This is the miracles he performed after he came down from the mountain.
那么马太福音第八章、第九章就记载这些事情。
In chapter 8 and 9 of the book of Matthew, we recorded all this.
我想请你们继续翻开这个马太福音第八章。
So turn your Bible to chapter 8 of Matthew.
那我们今天就要看这三个主耶稣所行的神迹。
We're going to read the three miracles that Jesus performed.
第一个神迹就是有一个长大麻风的来拜他。
So the first was one leper who came to worship him.
他告诉主耶稣，他说：“主若肯，必能叫我洁净。”
So he told Jesus, he said, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean.
耶稣就伸手摸他说：“我肯，你洁净了吧。”
And Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him, saying, I will be clean.
圣经上告诉我们说，他的大麻风立刻就洁净了。
The Bible tells us his leprosy immediately cleansed.
耶稣对他说：“你切不可告诉人。”但是我们要注意耶稣讲话啊。他说：“你切不可告诉人，只要去把身体给祭司查看，献上摩西所吩咐的礼物，对众人做证据。”
我们 will need to pay attention to what Jesus said. He said, "See that you say nothing to anyone, but go show yourself to the priest and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a proof to them."
我不知道我们中间熟不熟悉这个长大麻风是什么样子。
I don't know if you're familiar with what is leprosy like.
那么有的人说，在圣经上讲大麻风呢，有各式各样的皮肤病啊。
And some people say that leprosy according to the Bible is different kinds of skin diseases.
但是在主耶稣的时代，当一个人长了大麻风之后，差不多他就等于是死掉了。
So in the days of Jesus, for somebody who has leprosy, it's almost like that.
因为他必须要住在城外面。
Because he has to live outside the city.
我不知道你们有没有看过一部电影叫做《Banner》。
I don't think I've seen the movie. What's the movie?
Banner.
Banner.
就是 The Son of Her.
Yeah.
那么它里面描述的。我自己去查考的时候，我觉得不是很远啊。
According to my own study, what they recorded in the movie is pretty close.
那么那些人，他们没有人可以靠近他们。
Men of the people can be close to those disasters. The family can be near them. If you get close to them, you touch them, then you are defiled.
那么这个长大麻风的人，他就来拜主耶稣。所以这是我们可以做的，我想对他来讲，他是一个非常非常，英文叫做desperate。He is a man who is in desperate need.
This book is by a doctor who works with lepers.
这就是他所喊的。
This is what he shouted.
那么那些医生护士用手摸着他， 他一点感觉都没有。
So when the doctors and nurses touch him, he doesn't even feel it.
这就是麻风病人。
So this is a leper.
那么在主耶稣时代，当一个人染上麻风病之后，他差不多就是等于死了。他所以他跟所有的人通通都已经隔开了。
So they are for Jesus. If you are afflicted with leprosy, you are almost dead. You have no contact with anyone.
但是主耶稣却伸手去碰他。
But Jesus stretched out hand to touch him.
然后主耶稣讲了一句话。
And then Jesus said one thing.
他说你洁净了吧。
It's a clean cleanse.
那么圣经上告诉我们说，他的大麻风立刻就洁净。
So the Bible tells us that his leprosy immediately cleansed.
我们注意一下耶稣对他说什么。
Let's pay attention to what Jesus said.
耶稣说：“你切不可告诉人，只要去把身体给祭司查看，献上摩西所吩咐的礼物，对众人做证据。”
See that you say nothing to anyone, but go show yourself to the priests and offer the gift that Moses commanded to them. Because they are the only God that can cleanse a leper.
所以主耶稣在这里。他不是说不愿意人家知道他到底是谁。
Here Jesus is not saying he doesn't want people to know who he is.
但是他叫他去做的那些事情，就是让祭司，就是让他们知道有一个人他是神，可以医治这个大麻风。
He wanted him to go to tell the priest that there is one person who can heal leprosy.
接下去我们看另外一个神迹。
There was another miracle.
这个神迹很特别的地方呢，就是说一个百夫长。
Here is something special regarding a centurion.
他到主耶稣马太福音告诉我们说，他到主耶稣面前来。
In the book of Matthew, he came before Lord Jesus.
但是路加福音里面告诉我们说，他是请了一批犹太人的长老去跟耶稣讲。
But in the book of Luke, it says that he invited a group of Jewish elders, asked them to plead with Jesus.
但是呢，不管怎么样，他是到主耶稣的面前来求主耶稣医治他的仆人。
So whatever it is, he asked Jesus to heal his servant.
那么，其他的经文呢，就告诉我们说，他那个仆人快要死掉了。
From the other passages tell us his servant is close to be dying.
那么他就去求耶稣，耶稣就说我去医治他。
And he pleaded with Jesus, and Jesus said, I'll go heal him.
那这个百夫长很有意思，百夫长是一个罗马的一个军官啊。
But the centurion is an official officer of the Roman army.
他们很有权柄的。
They have authority.
他们也很有权力的。
They have privilege.
他们是代表这个凯撒。
They are representative of Caesar.
所以他就跟主耶稣讲，他说：“那个不敢当啊，我们现在很多时候。”我不知道，我现在常常听到他就说不敢当，只要你讲一句话，我的仆人就好了。
Well, he just said that I'm not worthy. All you need to do just say one thing, that my servant will be healed.
他说，因为我在人的权下，所以他很了解主耶稣他的权柄。
He said, because I'm under authority, which means he understands the authority of the Lord Jesus.
我们看一下路加福音。
Let's go to the book of Luke.
路加福音第
7 of Luke.
那么在这里呢，我们看一下这个故事很生动啊。那么
Ask Jesus to heal his servant.
我们看到在这里那几个长老啊，就跟耶稣说，他说这个人啊是配得的。
And here this we can see the The outburst of Jesus is this centurion is worthy of it.
因为他爱我们的百姓
because he loves our people.
他也给我们建造会堂
and they have helped us to build our synagogue.
在长老的眼里面，这个人是个好人。
So in the eyes of the elders, this is a good person.
他们觉得他是配的。
So they think that he is worthy of it.
但是这个百夫长呢，他就觉得他不配。
But the centurion himself doesn't feel he is worthy of it.
所以我们在这里可以看到这个百夫长很特别。
So we can see this centurion is very special.
当他跟主耶稣讲完了这些话之后
，After he talked to Jesus about all this,
他说：“你不要劳动了，因为你到我舍下我不敢当，我也自以为不配去见你。只要你说一句话，我的仆人就好了。”
So he says that I do not want to trouble you, and I'm not worthy of it. And suddenly, he just said one sentence that my servant will be healed.
你知道这个仆人，这个百夫长，他是有权力的。
You know this centurion has authority.
有兵在他的下面
，there are soldiers under him.
他只要叫人去做什么，人家一定去做。
So whatever he tells them to do, they will do it.
因为它代表一个权柄
，because he represents authority，
这个权柄就是凯撒
，and this authority belongs to Caesar。
所以在他的眼里面，主耶稣也是代表一个权柄。
So in his eyes, Jesus represents authority。
因为他知道主耶稣讲的话是有权柄的
，because he knows whatever Jesus says has authority。
他是代表神的权柄
，he represents authority of God。
所以他很，我觉得主耶稣为什么说这个百夫长不一样啊
？Why do you say this centurion is different？
主耶稣为什么说这样子的信心在犹太人在以色列人当中，他说我从来没有见过的。
Why would Jesus say that no one in Israel have found such faith？
但是长老们却说他很配得。
But the elders he is worthy of it。
所以这个百夫长他心里面有一个不同的想法
，So they have different thinking about this centurion.
他知道这完全是神的恩典。
He knew that this is an entire the grace of God.
他知道他的仆人被医好，完全是主耶稣的主权。
That his servant can be healed is according to Jesus' sovereignty.
完全是他的恩典。
It's completely his grace.
所以他称赞这个百夫长他的信心。
That's why he prayed. He commended on the face of this centurion.
所以主耶稣在这里讲，他说在犹太人当中
，That's why Jesus among the Israel，
他说那个本国的子民啊，到最后是没有办法跟亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各一同在天国里面坐席。
So our own people cannot recline in the kingdom with Abraham, Isaac.
我觉得主耶稣在这里借着这个百夫长的信心，就是让我们知道，只有这样子的信心，才能够进入神的国。
So here, I think Jesus is telling us only has the faith of the centurion can enter the kingdom of God.
借着百夫长的恳求，主耶稣医治了他的仆人。
So by the pleading of this centurion, Jesus saved his servant.
接下来我们看最后一个神迹。
Now we look at the last miracle.
这个神迹呢，好像看起来没有什么很特别啊。
This doesn't look very special.
他说：“耶稣到了彼得家里，见彼得的岳母爱热病躺着，耶稣把他的手一摸，热就退了，他就起来服侍耶稣。”
So this is when Jesus entered Peter's house, he saw his mother-in-law lying sick with a fever. He touched her hand and the fever left her.
但是我觉得马太，他不是只是到那里就停了。
But I don't think Matthew just stopped here.
接下去他就记载，他说到了晚上，有人带着许多被鬼附的来到耶稣跟前，他只用一句话。就把鬼都赶出去，并且治好一切有病的人。
So he continues to say, and even many people came, brought people who were demon possessed, and Jesus said one word, they were healed.
在这里，我们从其他的经文，我们看见主耶稣他有一个怜悯的心肠。
For from here we can see how merciful our Jesus is.
所以我们现在就来到第十七节。
Now we come to verse 17.
马太说，这是要应验先知以赛亚的话说，他代替我们的软弱，担当我们的疾病。
This was to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah. He took our illness and bore our diseases. This is our memory verse.
在这里，马太让我们看见主耶稣就是那一位要来的受苦的仆人。
So we see here our Jesus is the coming suffering servant.
这就是在马太福音在以赛亚书五十三章里面所讲的。
This is recorded in Isaiah chapter 53.
以赛亚告诉我们，或者是预言啊，他来要除去人的罪。
So Isaiah prophesies that he's coming to cure our sins.
他将人从罪恶中能够拯救出来。
He's going to save people from sin.
我们每一个人都有罪。
We all have sin.
我告诉你，即使我们信了主，我们重生了之后，那是我们在天上啊，但是在地上，我们里面身体里面仍然是有罪。
So we believe that we are born again, but we're born again in heaven, but on earth we still have sin.
这就是保罗在罗马书第七章里面所讲的。
This is what Paul taught in chapter 7 of Romans.
所以为什么我们要靠着主耶稣？真的是过一个圣洁的生活。
That's why we need to live a holy life by the power of the Lord Jesus.
把我们身上的罪能够除掉
，so can get rid of the sin.
或者是说罪行除掉
，all the sinfulness.
因为诗篇五十一篇里面告诉我们说，我们从在母腹中的时候，我们就已经有罪了。
In Psalm 51 says we have sinned even when we were in our mother's womb.
其实我们的灵魂都是有病的。
Because all our souls have diseases.
这是我们跟主耶稣跟神的话来比啊。
If we compare contrast with God's words.
甚至我们的灵魂，其实我们的灵是死掉的。
So our spirit actually is dead.
所以在以弗所书第二章里面告诉我们
，That's why Ephesians chapter 2 tells us.
他说，保罗讲了，他说你们其实我们改成了我们了，我们死在过犯罪恶之中。
So this is Paul says so we all died in trespasses.
他叫我们活过来
，and he made us alive.
那时我们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。我们从前也都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。这个就是保罗他在以弗所书里面所告诉我们的，其实我们在神的面前，我们已经是死掉了。
This is what Paul taught us in the epistle of the Ephesians, that we are actually dead in our spirit.
我们不但是病的
，Not only we're sick，
不是我们身体上的
，It is not our bodily。
只是我们心灵上，我们灵魂上，我们已经病。
Spiritually, we're sick.
那么我们的灵呢，在神的眼里面其实是死掉的。
And our spirit in God's eyes is also dead.
所以我们没有办法跟神沟通。
So we cannot communicate with God.
我们真正活在这个世界上，就像以弗所书第二章里面所形容的。
So the way we live on this world, just like what is described in chapter 2.
接下去到了第四章的是，他说我们过去存着虚妄的心行事。
So in the chapter 4, he says, in our past, that we acted according to our behavior.
他说我们的心意昏昧。
So our The heart is dark.
与神所赐的生命隔绝了。
When isolated from God's the life from God.
当亚当跟夏娃犯罪的时候
，When Adam and Eve sinned.
他们已经跟这生命的源头已经断绝了。
They are separated from the source of life.
这就是以弗所书第四章里面告诉我们的。
This is what it told us in Ephesians chapter 4.
他说我们那时候是无知。
We are ignorant.
对神的事情我们不知道。
We know nothing about God.
然后他也告诉我们心里刚硬。
We are hard-hearted.
他说良心，这是在十九节，四章十九节。他说良心既然丧尽，就放纵私欲，贪行种种的污秽。
So they have become callous and have given themselves up to sensuality, greedy to practice all kinds of impurity.
有时候我们碰到一些人，他们不承认。
Some people will readily do not admit.
他们觉得他们没有这个样子。
They don't think they are like that.
但是我再请你们看看另外一处圣经，在罗马书第一章。
Now we go to Romans chapter 7.
第一章第二十八段。我们从二十八节开始看啊。
Chapter 28.
在这里就公告出。人的灵里面的破产。
Here it tells the bankruptcy of our spirit.
或者是说，我们真的是病了。
We are really truly sick.
今天我们在这个社会里面，我们常常看到一些稀奇古怪的新闻啊。
So we see all different kinds of strange news.
那么有很多人杀了人
，some people kill people，
有很多人抢了人家的东西
，some they rob people。
然后他们就会说，哎呀，这个人病了。
They say those are sick people。
其实罪就是罪
，but sin is sin。
那么我们从圣经上看，我们真正的问题是在哪里
？So from Bible, what is our
真正的问题是我们里面心灵的，在我们的灵魂上面是有病的。
The true problem of us is our spirit, our soul is sick.
其实就是罪。
That's sin.
所以我们才会去犯罪。
That's why we commit sinful acts.
那么今天这个社会想尽的办法，就是让人不要承认他自己是个罪人。
So this world is trying to make people not to think they have sin.
我们知道我们中间有没有律师啊？
We know we have lawyers here in this.
我以前常常在因为有人触犯法律啊，就说牧师啊，你陪我一起去法院啊。
So some people who have committed a crime, they come and ask the pastor to go to the court with them.
那么我们跟律师坐下来。
So we sat down with the lawyers.
律师第一句话就说你不要承认你自己是错的。
So the lawyer, the first thing will tell them not to that confess that you are wrong.
你去监牢里面。
We will go to prison.
我告诉你那些人都说我不应该来这里的。
All the people said, I should not be here.
我没有犯错
I have not committed any wrongs.
都不承认了
We did not confess.
如果你到法院去的时候你第一句话就说 yeah, 法官对不起我做错了
If you go to the court, the first thing you say is just I'm sorry, I was wrong.
我们知道那个法官他的眼镜是会掉下来
I don't know what happened to the
或者是阴毒啊，满心是嫉妒、凶杀、增进、诡诈、毒恨，又是残悔的、背后说人的、怨恨神的、侮慢人的、狂傲的、自夸的、捏造恶事的、违背父母的、无知的、背约的、无亲情的、不怜悯人的，这是不是？如果我们从现在的眼光来看的话，这是不是病了？
So we use today's point of view, these are sicknesses.
我们在读登山宝训的时候
As we are studying the Sermon on the Mount
记不记得第五章第三节讲什么
Do you remember what was said in chapter 5 verse 3
第一个福是什么福啊
What is the first beatitude
虚心的人有福了
Blessed are those who are humble.
灵里贫穷的人有福了。
They are poor in spirit.
这圣经上让我们很清楚地看见什么叫做灵里贫穷。
So the Bible teaches us what is poor in spirit.
所以经节里，亲爱的朋友，我们的灵魂需要被医治。
So our souls need to be healed.
不是说外面装一些门面就可以。
It's not just decorative outside.
我们常常人很看重表面上的事情。
We often pay attention to outward appearance.
我们做牧师的在教会里面处理人与人之间的矛盾。
We can help people work out their conflicts.
你知道为什么没有办法解决吗？
But we cannot resolve the why.
因为我们都只注重表面上的问题。
Because we only pay attention to appearance.
我们不知道我们里面的问题更大。
We do not know our inside problems even bigger.
我们以为把表面上的问题解决了就没事了。
People's outside appearance.
只是把外就好像房子哈，我们把外面的装潢修饰一下就行了。
Just like we have paint our house outside to be fine.
在那个下面真的是乱七八糟。
But inside is terrible.
我们的人就是这个样子。
That's the way we are.
但是我们常常的却以为只要把表面上的工作做好之后，剩下的事情就没事了。
But we often just only pay attention to our
appearance.
And then the problem will occur again.
为什么?
Why?
因为里面没有解决。
We did not improve your inside.
所以我们需要生命的改变。
So we need to change up our life.
就像主耶稣说的，我们需要重生。
Just like Jesus said, we need to be born again.
我们需要有一个新的生命。
We need to have a new life.
那么我们从 这三个神迹，还有后面还有很多神迹啊。
From this three and many other miracles that's going to follow.
我们看见主耶稣借着这些神迹，他让我们晓得他是从神那里来的。
So through all these miracles, Jesus tells us he's from God.
他是唯一的一个可以给我们新的生命的。
He is the only one who can give us a new life.
其实他不是给我们一个新的生命。
Actually, he was not giving us a new life.
他是把他自己的生命给了我们。
He gave us his own life.
他的生命是没有瑕疵的。
So his life is blameless.
他的生命是从永远到永远。
His life is from eternal to eternal.
所以我们叫做永生。
That's called eternal life.
因为那是神的生命。
Because that's God's life.
我们的生命是短暂的。
Our life is short.
弟兄姐妹，当我们在看神迹的时候
，So when we are reading the miracles，
我们一定要知道一件事情。
We need to know one thing，
主耶稣行的这些神迹
，Did Jesus perform all these miracles？
医治人病
，and healed the diseases，
赶污鬼
，chased out demons。
他不是告诉我们，我们在这世界上应该是没有苦难、没有生病。
He is not telling us we should not have diseases or trouble in life.
不是没有病痛。
It is not that we do not have pain or suffering.
我看那本书，他说 pain is a gift nobody wants. 他是讲到美国，他也讲到美国的社会。
The book I read about pain, the gift now, but the one is teaching about the culture and society of the United States.
美国最怕的就是病痛。
The Americans afraid the most is sickness.
所以我们一生病的时候，我们就去做什么？
So what do we do when we get sick?
我们就跑去不是医院了，跑去药房去买那个 pain reliever.
So we just go to the pharmacy and we 去买止痛药。
但是这个痛是一个礼物。
But this pain is much deeper.
让我们知道我们需要被医治。
The pain tells us we need to be healed.
我看到那本书里面，他就讲到麻风病人是没有这个感觉的。
And the book says the lepers does not have the senses.
所以他们病了，他们都不知道。
They didn't even know that they were sick.
他们手被砍掉了，他们都不知道。
They don't even know when their hand was cut off.
他们没有感觉。
They have no sense.
弟兄姐妹，只有神，只有主耶稣，才是唯一的一个可以医治我们心灵上的罪。
Only Jesus can help us get rid of the sin in our lives.
因为他把他自己新的生命给我们
，because he gave us his own life to us，
唯一的一个要求
，there's only one demand，
就是你相信他
，we believe in him。
我们一起祷告
，let us pray。
主耶稣，我们谢谢你
，Dear Lord Jesus， we thank you。
谢谢你为我们所做的事情
，we thank you for what you have accomplished for us。
我们都原本是不配的
，we are unworthy。
但是你却白白地把你的生命赐给我们
But you have given us your life so freely
因为你的拣选
Because of your choosing us
因为你的恩典
Because of your life
我们才可以得医治
Then we can be healed
我们感谢赞美你
We praise you and thank you
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名
We pray in Jesus' name
Amen
Amen, Amen.